Turcotte, right point to the blue line to Clark. Left circle, shot by Spence, save, rebound, score! Taylor Ward gets one! The first goal of his NHL career! What a moment for 27-year-old Taylor Ward scoring a goal in his NHL debut. Especially considering that he had been robbed twice by Vlader earlier in the game. The Kings can set franchise records for points and wins in the regular season finale tonight at Crypto.com Arena as they take on the Calgary Flames. The Kings locked into an opening round matchup with the Oilers, and they will have the home ice advantage starting here on Monday. They enter the regular season finale, winners of 4 in a row and 8 of 9. The Flames mathematically eliminated from the playoffs on Tuesday because of wins by the Blues and the Minnesota Wild, but they've actually been one of the better teams in the NHL over the last month. 10-2-3 over their last 15, and they come into this one on a 3-game winning streak. Former Flame David Rittich will start in goal for the Kings. He was an all-star for them in 2020. He will defend the southern goal to our right. Calgary's number two keeper, Dan Vlader, will get the start. He will defend the northern goal to our left. Kings in black uniforms with silver and white trim. Flames in white uniforms with red and gold trim. Andre Kopitar wins the faceoff back to Drew Doughty. He reverses it to Mikey Anderson, who swats it around the boards into the Calgary end. It comes into the left corner. Miro Manov back to get it. Sets up Coronado at center. And the pass taken by Coleman, who backhands it into the King zone, and Kopitar goes back to get it for Doughty. Doughty's pass taken away in the left circle. Here's Uyghur to Coronado, couldn't get a shot away. It comes to the right circle, back to Miro Manov. He chops one, and it's turned aside at the side of the net by Rittich. And the rebound taken by Mikey Anderson for the Kings and reverses it back behind the net to Drew Doughty. During the Kings' 4-game winning streak, they've outscored their opponents 22-10. Andre Kopitar gets to the red line. Swats it behind the net. Vlader stops it there with a backhand pass to Miro Manov. Skating up to center for Calgary down the right side is Sunev, who's making his NHL debut to Kadri, and the Flames are offside as Kadri ripped a shot on David Rittich. We have 5 players set to make their NHL debuts tonight. Taylor Ward, 27-year-old forward for the Kings, spent the last 4 seasons with the Ontario Reign, and the Flames have 4 rookies set to make their NHL debuts, including Aydar Sunyev, who we saw right there. Off the faceoff, back into the Calgary zone. It's set up to one of their other rookies, Zane Parikh, and he's the most highly touted of the 4. Up to Klapka. Adam Klapka over the King line, working on the right boards. Passes diagonally behind the net, winds up to the left boards. Laferriere out to center ice, and here comes Byfield. Break down the right side, 2-on-1. Byfield in front for Fiala, can't nudge it in. Kadri the rebound for Calgary. Up the left boards, held in by Edmondson. Right point, slap shot, and a save is made by Vlader on a drive by Clark. Kings chip it into the left corner. Working behind the net is Laferriere. Laferriere gets shoved into the boards by the rookie Parikh. It comes into the high slot to Byfield. Left circle, Fiala. Here's Fiala to his forehand in the left corner. Now pirouettes into the left circle. It's chopped away out to the line, and Clark keeps it in for the Kings. No score. We've played 1:45. Calgary resets behind its net. Attacking from our left to our right. And Parikh, one of those 4 rookies, leaves it with another one of the rookies, Hunter Bruce Stevich. Up the right side, and it's sent in by Sharon Govich behind the King net. Here is Spence getting hammered into the boards there. In the right circle, it comes free, and the Kings will be able to get it out as Turcotte, who had a great game at Seattle on Tuesday, had his pass taken away. Mallott able to back it up to Spence, and the Kings control their end. Here's Spence, up to center ice, flying over the blue line is Turcotte. Turcotte to the left boards. Now it's sent around into the right corner. Mallott waits for it there. Back to the blue line to Spence. Spence shoves it around into the left corner now. It's going to be held in there by Turcotte, who absorbs a hit. Turcotte gets double-teamed in the corner. Mallott helps out. Calgary can't get it out. It's swept in behind the net by Akil Thomas and taken behind the cage by Bruce Stevich for Calgary. So they've got 2 of their players making NHL debuts out there right now. Sam Morton is another one. Here's Uyghur up to center for Calgary, but it dribbles away in the Kings counterattack, attacking the goal to our left. It's rolled into the Calgary zone, back behind the net by Trevor Lewis on the forward check, but it's sent all the way back down to the ice, and Dowdy goes back to get it. No score. We've played 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Here's Mikey Anderson for the Kings, flipping it up to center. Flames corral it, Uyghur in there, and his pass is taken away through center by Hellenius, who scored 2 goals at Seattle on Tuesday. He dished it to Spence for a long shot that was turned aside by Vlader. Back comes Calgary. Frost dumps it in behind the King net. Drew Doughty goes back to get it. Passes up to Hellenius, attacking from our right to our left. And he reverses it back to Drew Doughty. Doughty for the Kings. To the near side, it's center to Anderson. Reverses it back to Kopitar. To the far boards. Doughty having problems with it and swats it between his legs with his right glove out to center, and the Kings reestablish possession. Kopitar wheeling through center. Nice move to get around Coleman. Passes down the right boards, and Fogle has it taken away. Trying to get it out is Ball in the left corner. Fogle held it in, but his pass taken away by Backlund for Calgary, attacking the goal to our right. Backlund down the right side. Parrick is stopped along the right circle. Coleman chips it into the right circle, and it's taken away by the Kings. Pass to center, taken right back by Parrick. Parrick making his NHL debut again, as are three of his Calgary teammates. No score. We played just over 4 minutes. The Flames attack the goal to our right. Here's a pass down the middle, too far for Kadri. It's going to wind up behind the net. Going to be won there by the Kings and set up to the far boards. Flames on the forecheck, and Sharon Govich took it away. Here's Sharon Govich in the left corner. Sharon Govich trying to duck out in front. Instead, wheels behind the net to Kadri in the right circle. His shot, save, rebound on the doorstep, and Riddick is able to cover it up. He had help from Clark, who is dealing with Farabee right in front of the net. And 4 minutes and 43 seconds into the first period, we'll have a face-off to Riddick's left. So Riddick played the first 3-plus seasons of his career with Calgary, and it's his second consecutive start. He was in net at Seattle on Tuesday in the Kings' 6-5 win, where, among other things, he stopped a penalty shot. Face-off to Riddick's left. Frost on the face-off against Turcotte. It's sent towards the net by Farabee, but the Kings wheel it around to the left boards and chip it out to center and all the way back into the Calgary zone. It's swatted up the near boards by Brustevich, and Calgary comes back with Frost over the line. Takes it into the left circle. Frost doubles it back. Nice pass. Quick shot by Farabee is turned aside by Riddick. Kings get the rebound, and back they come from right to left as Spence rings it around the wall. Comes down to the left quarter. Picked up by Calgary behind the net. Flipped out to the blue line and out to center ice. It's knocked down there by Sharon Govich and swirls it just behind Brustevich, who's seen a lot of playing time here at the outset of his NHL debut. Here's a long pass into the Calgary end. Winds up behind the net. Later stops it there. It's ripped around to the left boards, and here comes Kadri attacking the goal to our right. Kadri through the left circle, tries to center. It got shut down by Trevor Lewis, and Lewis goes back and collects it behind the King net, leaves it with Hellenius. Haledia starts it back up off the far boards, dribbled out to center. Uyghur for Calgary takes over there. Intercepted right back by Hellenius over the Flame line. Left wing boards, pass into the slot. Lewis right side and just underneath the stick of a driving Taylor Ward. Making his NHL debut, had a chance early, but couldn't connect and get it on frame as it just hopped under his stick. That brings us to a timeout with 14:01 left to play in the first period. And the faceoff will come just outside of the King zone after Calgary was offside there. So Taylor Ward, 27 years old and had a chance right there. We had five players, including Taylor Ward and the four Calgary players, take rookie laps. It might have been an NHL record for rookie laps during a pregame warm-up. Off the face-off in the Calgary zone, Dryden Hunt works it up to center. It's taken to the left circle, however, by Lomberg. Back to the point, and it's set around to the right side and cleared out to center, back into the Flame zone. Stop is made by Vlader, the Calgary keeper. And now here's a long pass by Parrick up to center. It's sent to the right side to Fogle, and Fogle takes over for the Kings. Back in their zone is Clark. No score, 13.5 to play in the first period. Fogle can't gain the blue line. Calgary comes back. Frost gets checked along the right side, dribbles it back into the King zone. It's swatted out to center. Kuzmenko intercedes, and he reverses it back to Fogle. Now here's Kopitar trying to chop it into the Calgary zone. Taken away by the Flames, and back they come attacking the goal to our right. Backlund dumps it in behind the King net to Spence. He pitchforks it into the right corner, stopped there by Backlund. It's a two-on-two in the right corner. It squirts into the left corner. Laferriere chases it down for the Kings. He cuts off, gets cut off, and resets it behind the net. Laferriere gets it back, starts up the right side, weaves through center to the Flame line, draws a crowd, taken away by Coleman. Calgary comes back, but Byfield intercedes for the Kings at center to Laferriere. Tries to scoop it to himself. He does. He gets swarmed, knocked down, and Coleman clears it down the ice for Calgary. No penalty called. It's in on Rittich. And he steers it aside to Spence. No score, 12 and a half left in the first. Long pass to Byfield. At the Flame line, confronted there, Laferriere saved it. Dribbled into the left circle. It's bounced by Miro Manov up to center, and Calgary comes back. On the far side at center is Farabee. Over the blue line, left side shot by Frost, and a save by Rittich. Kings scoop the rebound into the right corner. It's batted into the right circle, getting knocked down as Frost. He got it to Wigger at the point. His shot is blocked, and it comes out to center ice. Over the blue line, Malott. Here's Malott having it just poked away. Calgary takes over. Backhands it up to center. Akil Thomas takes over for the Kings. Here's Doughty. His pass down the middle got broken up. As he looked for Turcotte, back comes Anderson. In the Flame zone of the left corner, tries to center for Turcotte, and then Malott missed a rebound swipe. Back comes Sunev, the rookie. Over the King line right side, Sunev, his shot deflects behind the net. Here's Farabee for the Flames, taken off the puck by Malott, who spins it up to the blue line, and here come the Kings, attacking the goal to our left, and it's going to be chipped into the Calgary zone by Akil Thomas with 11.5 left to play in a scoreless first period. Here comes Calgary's Adam Klapka, 6 feet 8 inches tall. He levitates it behind the King net. Clark goes back to get it. Dishes it off to Burrows, making his return after missing 5 with an upper body injury. Flames keep it in at the right boards, but it's taken back by Hellenius. Hellenius over the blue line, knocks it into the left circle. Hellenius in front, backhander. What a save by Vlader! On a backhander by Taylor Ward, and the puck is frozen under a huge tangle of players. So Taylor Ward, playing the first game of his NHL career, has had 2 great chances in the first 8 minutes and 56 seconds. One, hopped over his stick in the right circle. He got a great pass that time moments ago, went to his backhand, and Vlader, who was lunging left, stuck his right pad back and made a brilliant save to keep this game scoreless with 11:04 remaining in the first. Kings rookie Taylor Ward nearly had a goal in his NHL debut moments ago, but Calgary's Dan Vlader stymied him with a beautiful right pad save, keeping this game scoreless between the Kings and Flames. 11:04 to go in the first period of the regular season finale. And the Edmonton Oilers in a first-round matchup for the 4th consecutive year looming on Monday. But for the first time in those 4 years, the Kings will have the home ice advantage. Here they attack the goal to our left, a face-off to the right of Vlader. Hellenius on the draw for the Kings. Sent back to the point, a shot is wide by Anderson. The rebound collected by Coleman for Calgary to Uyghur. Uyghur up to center ice to Backlund, moving it on Doughty. Backlund over the King line to Coronado. His pass in front, Coleman couldn't tip it in. The long rebound comes out to center ice. Uyghur for Calgary. To the right boards, it's sent into the King zone by Backlund. Anderson around the boards. Coronado held it in. Coleman with a backhand pass, and Hellenius is there to seize it for the Kings, who chip it back into the Calgary zone. Miro Manov to Coleman. Off the boards to Coronado. Attacking the go to our right. In over the line, draws a crowd. Stick checked away by Hellenius. Backhand pass to the far boards at center, and we get a whistle shutting down play. Samuel Hellenius coming off a 2-goal game at Seattle on Tuesday. The Kings 6-5 win. It was the first 2-goal game of the rookie's career. He has 4 goals and 3 assists. So with 10:21 left in a scoreless first period, Hellenius will get called for the penalty here. A hooking penalty on Hellenius, and the first power play of the night goes to the Calgary Flames. 19th in the NHL on the power play this year. The Kings' penalty killing unit is 8th. Calgary attacking the goal to our right. The faceoff will be to Riddick's right. Fogle on the faceoff against Frost. Frost wins it back to the left point to Uyghur for Calgary. Into the slot to Frost. Fogle has lost his stick. Uyghur at the blue line. Dancing, pressured by Byfield. Gets it back from Kadri. Now to the left boards to Frost, and his cross-ice pass to the right point. There was nobody there, and Uyghur has to go back to get it. No score, 10 minutes in, but the Flames on the first power play of the game. Frost behind the net, winding up. Gaining speed over the red line. Dishes a backhand pass to Coronado. At the left boards, Kadri moves into the left circle. Poked away, saved by Uyghur at the blue line. Right circle to Kadri in front, and Frost couldn't tip it in. Ricochets out to center, allowing the Kings to change. Here's Kadri over the blue line, right boards. Kadri for Calgary. Checked off the puck by Laferriere. Kings get it, and Kopitar will calmly flick it down. 1:03 left on this Calgary power play. Klapka behind the net. Klapka leaves it there for Uyghur, who leads Calgary in assists this year. Flames to center, attacking the goal to our right. Not anymore, as Sharon Govich got checked off the puck. He has to recycle it back, and the rookie, Parikh, is getting some power play time. Right side pass for Coleman, and a save is made by Riddick, and the Kings clear it again with 38 seconds left on the Calgary power play. Inside 9 minutes to go. First period, no score. Calgary tries it again. Parikh over the blue line to Sunev. So they have two rookies out there. Why not? It's their last game of the season. And the veteran Backlund is on there with him. Back behind the net. Here's Coleman with a wraparound chance. Comes into the right circle. Parikh with it at a bad angle. Now Parikh stick handles back to the right point. Parikh over on the right boards now. Sharon Govich into the right quarter. Pass out in front by Backlund, gets knocked down. And the Kings have killed the power play as Hellenius retakes the ice. Here's a collision at center. Going down was Frost, but he's able to get back up over the blue line. He's able to shoot it around the boards into the Kings zone. It's held into the line by Parikh. His pass gets knocked down. Kings come back through center. It's picked up by Fiala. Fiala, backhand pass. Left circle, pulling up there, Laferriere. Laferriere on the drive, through the left circle, take it away. Calgary tries to chip it out to center, and Lomberg does. He hustles after it against Burrows. Through the left circle, saved by Riddick, and covers up the rebound. So Lomberg, who got into two fights against the Kings in their last meeting back in January, tries to strike a different kind of blow, but David Riddick stops him. Kings and Flames remain scoreless. 7:47 remaining, first period. Kings and Flames scoreless. 7:47 left, first period, regular season finale. Flames out shooting the Kings 8-4. The best chance so far by the Kings' Taylor Ward, making his NHL debut tonight. A backhander right in front of the net. But Dan Vlader, Calgary's number two goalkeeper, made a spectacular lunging right pad save. Here, the faceoff will be in the Kings' zone as the Flames attack the goal to our right. And the faceoff will be to the right of former Flame David Riddick. Riddick also got the start of the Kings' last meeting with Calgary, a 2-1 loss at the Saddle Dome in January. Byfield back in action for the Kings tonight on the faceoff, but it's won by Pahal. Turnaround shot from the left boards is frozen by Riddick on a turnaround shot by Farabee from the left boards. So once again, we'll face it off to Riddick's right. And Byfield, who did not play at Seattle on Tuesday due to an upper body injury, will face off against Frost. And off the draw, Frost swings it back to the left point. Pahal puts one on, hit a skate. Comes to the right boards, picked up by Fiala. Ships it out to Kuzmenko at center as the Kings attack the goal to our left. Pass to the far boards, ricochets back behind the Calgary net. And icing is called against the Kings. So the faceoff will come all the way down to the other end. Among the scratches for the Kings tonight, Adrian Kempe, who is clearly ready for the playoffs, 9 points in his last four games. Philip Deneau, Trevor Moore, Jakub Moberg, Kyle Burrows, and Tanner Janot. Byfield on the faceoff, but Frost wins it for Calgary. And here's Pahal trying to backhand it into the King zone. It's claimed by Sharon Govich, but Calgary is offsides. Scratches for the Flames, Jonathan Huberdeau. And with Calgary 2-0 against the Kings this year, Huberdeau had the game-winning goals both times. There are other scratches, Joel Hanley, Rasmus Anderson, Martin Pospisil, Jake Bean, and Connor Zeri. So this faceoff outside the King line, as Byfield is dismissed from the proceedings, and Fiala will face off against Frost. Now the faceoff controlled by Calgary. Trying to chip it into the King zone is Farabee, but it's taken behind the net by Spence. Kings start out. Gavrikov hits Kuzmenko, dribbles it into the Calgary zone. It's turned off the near boards at center. It skips back into the King zone, and Spence controls for the Kings. And a bad cross-ice pass by Gavrikov. Sharon Govich is denied by Riddick. A turnover by Sharon Govich in the Kings' defensive zone, and Riddick bailed out the Kings with a blocker save. Now it comes behind the net. Gavrikov, he gets checked into the boards there by Morton. Back come the Kings from right to left. Byfield leads them over the blue line. Lost the puck at the right circle, and Calgary comes back, fighting up to center and poking it into the King zone is Dryden Hutt, but it's taken there by Clark, and he lobs it back into the Calgary end. Kuzmenko falling down, got the pass away to Thomas. He swoops behind the net. Akil Thomas in the left quarter. Back to the left point for a wrist shot, blocked, trying to pounce on it is Hutt, but able to recover is Thomas with good hustle and bank it up to Turcotte over the blue line. Nice between the legs pass into the left circle. He gets stopped there. Here's ball for Calgary. Spinning it up to Lomberg. In stride, Mira Manov. Down the right side for Klapka in the King zone. It's Klapka against Clark who wins that battle. And Malott comes away for the Kings. No score, 5:50 left first period. Over the blue line, Malott. Drop pass, Thomas. Pat save is made by Blader. Back to the left point and out to center ice. Just past Mikey Anderson. Hacked away by Klapka over the King line. In the left circle is Kadri. Now behind the net, Farabee for Calgary. He gets eliminated by Anderson. Comes to the right corner and the Kings come away. It's sent back into the Calgary zone now. And the Kings will go for a change with 5:23 left in a scoreless first period. Kadri for the Flames. Down the right side, the rookie Park. Bad angle shot and a save is made by Riddick. Comes out to the blue line. Held in again by Calgary. The rookie Park again. He wheels that one and it goes high into the net above the glass, bringing us to a timeout at the 5:08 mark of the first period. Kings and Flames scoreless in the regular season finale. Kings and Flames scoreless, 5:08 left to play in the first period of the regular season finale at Crypto.com Arena. The Kings can set franchise records for points and wins tonight. They have 105 points, tying the 74-75 team for the most points during a regular season in franchise history. And they've got 48 wins, tying the 2015-2016 Kings for the most wins in a regular season in franchise history. Faceoff to the left of Riddick with Calgary attacking the goal to our right. Comes out to Miro Manov at the right boards. He tries to put it into the slot. Turnaround shot by Coleman is blocked. Calgary saves it to the right corner. Coronado dribbles one towards Backlund, swatted away, and Kopitar lifts it up the right boards and out to center ice. Miro Manov swats it to Backlund, and he whips it back behind the King net. Riddick stops it there, left-hands it around to the right boards. It's held in, however, by Calgary, and Miro Manov flips one, and catching the frisbee at the side of the net is Riddick. It'll be a face-off to David's left. So Riddick getting the win at Seattle on Tuesday, then played the last 12 minutes at Edmonton on Monday. Among other things, it means that Darcy Kemper of the Kings will finish second in the NHL this year in goals against average at 2.02, just behind Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck. The faceoff here to the left of Riddick. Hellenius on the draw for the Kings. Frost got kicked out for the Flames, so Farabee will come in. Hellenius digs in and wins it. It's flipped back to the line, but not out. Farabee backhands it in the right corner to Sharon Govich, back to the goal. Works it back to the right point. Now to the left point to Ball. Ball plays it behind the net. It's past Farabee. Comes to the right boards to Sharon Govich. Back to the right point to the rookie, Parekh. Now to the right quarter, here's Frost. Kicked away, however, by Clark of the Kings, and they come back from right to left. On the far boards at center, going forward, is rookie Taylor Ward. He has it nudged away. Ward still on the forecheck, and Parekh comes back for Calgary. Parekh with a long pass down the middle. It skids behind the King net. It was touched en route, so no icing, as Joel Edmondson goes back to get it. Kings attack from right to left. Edmondson's pass is deflected off of Byfield, goes behind the Calgary net. It's whipped around to the left boards. Taken there by Lomberg. Chips it out to center. Look out. Here comes Morton. Morton down the left wing boards to Frost. To Morton, he chopped it wide to the right. Comes down off the ledge right boards to Lomberg. Lomberg has it poked away. Up to Fiala. Fiala leads the Kings back. Attack from the goal to our left. He backhands it into the left corner. Coming in there is Byfield. Swats it off the backboards. Lomberg comes away. Byfield cuts in front of him for the steal. Back to Spence at the blue line. Now to the left point to Gavrikov. His shot deflected by Fiala, never got through. Fiala, however, resets behind the net, out to the right point, and Spence just can't keep it in. It was a bouncing puck. Byfield goes back to get it. Lomberg, however, steals it, drops it back for a shot. Great save by Rittich on Dryden Hunt. Kings come back with LeFerrier over the blue line. It's kicked towards the goal, and it's frozen by Dan Vlader. So we remain scoreless with 3:02 left to play here in the first period. But the five players, including Taylor Ward for the Kings and the other four Flames, making their NHL debuts, and they're seeing plenty of playing time and a couple of chances in the case of Taylor Ward. So the Kings attacking the goal to our left, as the faceoff will be to the right of Dan Vlader. His first appearance since March 31st. Dustin Wolf, their Calder Trophy contender, had started the previous eight. And off the faceoff, Akil Thomas working hard at the left boards, but it's taken by Kadri for Calgary. Behind the net to Uyghur, and Uyghur bounces it out to center ice. It's going to be flipped in by Edmondson for the Kings. Now back behind the net, Miro Manov wheels it around the boards, and once again out to center ice. And Joel Edmondson once again goes back to get it. Banks it off the far boards. Malott digs it out for the Kings. Now to Mikey Anderson. Anderson flips it into the Calgary zone. Behind the flame net, Uyghur. Uyghur chops it to the left boards. It's fought for in the left quarter, won by Akil Thomas. Back to the blue line to Anderson. Right point, Doughty. Back to Anderson. Slap shot. Save is made with a pad of Vlader. Akil Thomas reverses it behind the net. Malott back to the blue line. Slap shot by Doughty. Saved by Vlader. Rebound kicked past Malott, but he takes it back in the left corner. Backhand pass for Turcotte, and he reverses it out to center ice, and Anderson collects for the Kings. We're down to 2 minutes left to play here in the first period. No score. This is Alex Turcotte's 100th career NHL game tonight. Anderson has a takeaway by Backlund through the right circle against Kopitar, who rides him into the right quarter. Almost took it away, but it's saved by Calgary, and now it comes free to Fogle. Fogle for the Kings to Kopitar, attacking the goal to our left. Over the blue line. Leaves it with Kuzmenko. He's ridden down by Coleman. Coronado to Coleman for Calgary. Dribbles it behind the King net. Coronado tries to center through the crease. Nobody there. It's backhanded past Parekh, and the rookie chases it down for Calgary. Into the center circle, Coleman with 1:25 left to play in the first period. No score. Parekh over the blue line for the Flames. Backhands it behind the King net. Clark goes back to get it, attacking from our right to our left. Edmonton here on Monday. And on Wednesday for Game 2. Long pass all the way down is going to be whistled for icing against the Kings. So as everybody knows, it'll be the fourth straight year that the Kings and Oilers have met in the playoffs, but it's the first time that the Kings have had home ice advantage. And not only did the Kings win the regular season series 3-1, they shut them out in their last two meetings, including in Edmonton this past Monday, 5-0. The faceoff to Riddick's right in the Kings zone. Helenius on the faceoff, but Frost wins it. Back to the blue line. A wristed pass gets knocked to Farabee in the left quarter for Calgary. He's checked there by Clark. Double-teamed along the boards with 1 minute left in the period. From the line, Pahal, his shot wide. Hits the back of the cage. It's chopped to the side of the net. Kept alive behind the net now by Frost. Taken away by Helenius, and the Kings come back from right to left in the final minute of the first period. Here's Trevor Lewis. Backhanding it into the Calgary zone. Going forward is Ward. The rookie gets triple-teamed. helped out now by Lewis. They tied up behind the net of Vlader. It finally squirts out to the left goal line to Hellenius. Hellenius tries to skid it back to the left point and did. Gavrikov for Hellenius. Left boards back to Gavrikov. His shot, pad save is made by Vlader. Trevor Lewis the rebound. The blue line, Gavrikov to Lewis, left boards. Lewis, cross-ice pass to Hellenius in the right circle. Now to the right point to Spence. Left point, Gavrikov. His wrister, and unable to tip it in at the side of the net was Lewis. We're down to 6 seconds left in the first period as Sharon Govich chips it behind the King net, and time runs out in a scoreless first period in the regular season finale between the Kings and the Flames, who outshot the Kings 13-10. As we head into the first intermission at Crypto.com Arena, no score.